using laser scanning and Fusion 360 to design a battlebot. Oakland, California's Kui Cavalcanti and Matt Orline are a bit nuts about robots. Over the last 2 years, the duo, along with a number of collaborators like How and How Technologies and the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, IHMC, has been developing monstrous mechs under the name Megabots. Since the debut of their second mech, named MK2, Orline and Cavalcanti have been in a bit of a feud with Kogoro Karata, owner of the 9,000-pound Karata's mech built by Suwadabashi Heavy Industries. In the summer of 2015, Orline challenged Karata to a duel. "We have a giant robot. You have a giant robot. You know what needs to happen." Karata accepted. However, to make the stakes more interesting, Karata suggested that the MK2 lose its guns and come to the fight with a pair of fists. "Just building something huge and sticking guns on it, it's super American. If we're going to win this, I want to punch them to scrap and knock them down to do it," said Karata. Since that time, Megabots has been hard at work developing its next generation mech, the MK3, and it has been using some of the most cutting-edge production techniques to do so. Knowing that it was under a bit of a time squeeze to build the MK2 in time for the 2015 Maker Faire Bay Area, Megabots realized that it wouldn't be able to develop its own drivetrain from scratch. Instead, the company salvaged the tracks from a used skid steer, placed them in the proper position where they would fit on the MK2, and laser scanned the two tracks. What's most incredible about this process is that the Megabots team knew that it could grab data directly from reality with Autodesk ReCap 360 software and use it as the basis for a model. Once the laser scan was created, the Megabots team imported its point cloud into Autodesk Fusion 360 and began taking measurements of the tracks. Within a short window, Megabots was able to take those measurements and begin developing the MK2S components. What's more, Megabots was able to use Fusion 360 to reach out to its collaborators and invite them to design a new weapon for the robot. Fusion 360's ability to edit a model and get feedback on design choices quickly from the team makes it an ideal tool for collaborative design efforts like the robot's appearance, said Orline. As the design of the MK3 continues to evolve, Megabots has said that it is committed to using laser scanning technology and software like Autodesk Fusion 360 to improve its production process. The MK3 will slowly come to life, and at an estimated £16,000, the colossal bot will be hard to beat. But whoever wins, whether it's the MK3 or Karata's, I know that the real winners will be all of the people who've been dreaming of the day when two monster robots would duke it out for our entertainment.